Hey everybody, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to the 16th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. And for this one, I will be reviewing the thriller Most Beautiful Island, and as well as Mikael Haneke's latest film, Happy End. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Most Beautiful Island, and the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. Making her writing and directing debut, Spanish-born US-based Ana Arsenio stars as Luciana, a young undocumented immigrant scraping for cash work to eke out a living in New York City. Enticed by a lucrative job opportunity from a model friend, Luciana soon finds herself caught in a seedy web of cruelty designed for the entertainment of rich New Yorkers. Now, I'm just going to say it off the right back, Most Beautiful Island was actually one of the very last films that I picked for my viewing list for Myth this year, because I remember a friend of mine on Twitter sort of had seen it at, I believe, South by Southwest. I couldn't remember what he said about it, so when I sort of mentioned that I was going to see this film at Myth to him, the first thing he said to me was, is Most Beautiful Island a film? And I was kind of confused what he meant by that. And he said to me, don't worry, you'll understand completely after you watch the film. So now having seen the film, I totally understood what he meant by that. And I'm not going to say why that is, because that would kind of, because I don't want to spoil the film too much. But I felt very unsatisfied by this film. And I've kind of felt that for me, this film probably would have worked better as a short film, because being sort of the way it is, and it just didn't like make sense for it to be a feature-length film. Like, there's a segment in this film which is a really intense moment, which is probably one of the most tense scenes I've seen it at any film at MIFF this year, and which is so just really gets under your skin. But I kind of feel like the film was just kind of made just for that scene, so I guess what I'm saying is, like, it feels like all the stuff around that scene just felt very padded and only just needed, and in the grand scheme of things, after when I watched the film, it just ended up being kind of pointless in the end. Like, yeah, some of the stuff that we get for the film prior to this big scene is sort of like a lot of sort of setup. Of the film, particularly with the character of Luciana. We get a little bit of her backstory and her struggles trying to find work in New York, and as well as being an immigrant as well. But then once this big scene comes along, then I guess after that, the film just becomes rather anticlimactic, and I kind of wanted to see more of that. And I guess I could give the film kudos for not taking a very traditional kind of, you know, Hollywood structure when it comes to a thriller. But at the end of it, I just kept thinking to myself, actually, I would sum it up, because there was a guy next to me at the screening of this film, and the very first thing he said as the credits were rolling was, is that it? That pretty much, what he said pretty much sums up the entirety of Most Beautiful Island. That's the thing, overall, I don't really like the film, mainly because I just found it kind of a very unsatisfying and very frustrating experience, especially like what happens towards the end, mainly because I just wanted to see more, but it kind of just ends, and I just felt like there was more story to tell, and we weren't given that. And for me, like, even though Ana Arsenio does a really solid job with both her performance and as well as her directing and writing of this film, I just felt like it would have worked a lot better as a short film. And as a sort of an 80-minute feature, it just doesn't really work at all. Especially because, like I said before, it just feels like the movie was only made just for this one big, intense scene, and everything else around it just felt like an afterthought and just was just padded there for the story. But in the end, it just didn't feel like it was justified for a feature film. So, and also, like, some of the supporting casts were kind of pretty average as well. And there are a lot of really interesting ideas, both, like, in both concepts and themes that Arsenio was definitely going for with this film. But unfortunately, I just didn't feel like, due to the script, it just never explored that in a really satisfying or meaningful way to me. And in the end, like, I'm like, even though, yeah, so overall, I didn't really care for this film a lot. It just was, it just, yeah, like, I think Arsenio definitely has some talent, but I feel like her approach to this story and this that she was going for with this film just didn't really work at all. And it just made me very frustrated and unsatisfied by the final product. So if I had to give Most Beautiful Island a rating, I give it a 2 out of 5. Yeah, it just didn't work for me at all, sadly. Moving right along to one of my most anticipated films from MIFF this year. It's the latest film from a critically acclaimed, award-winning director, Mikael Haneke. And of course, it's his brand new film, Happy End. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the MIFF program guide, is as follows. In the new film from heavyweight auteur Mikael Haneke, a teenage girl, Fatime Hadoun, armed with a smartphone, is sent to stay at the Calice mansion of her upper-middle-class relatives, presided over by the ailing 84-year-old patriarch Jean-Louis Trintignant and his two children, played by Isabelle Huppert and Mafalda Kassovitz, updating the themes of technology and surveillance from his own Benny's Video and Hidden to the era of ever-present social media. Haneke has crafted a jigsaw-like portrait of entitlement and malaise, forbidden pleasures and suicidal tendencies that's astutely crafted and unforgiving as any of his career. Now, I think it's an understatement to say that Happy End was definitely one of my most anticipated films for MIFF, because I'm sort of, I haven't seen all of Mikael Haneke's films, but what I've seen, I think I have loved, like The White Ribbon and A Course of More, which was, this is his first film. Happy End is actually his first film since the Oscar-winning Amour. And Amour was like one of my top five films from the very first MIFF I went to back in 2012. So I was very excited for Happy End, being that it's his first film in 5 years. And I was very curious to see what he would, how this film would turn out. And unfortunately, I really didn't like this film at all. Like, I completely understood what Mikael Haneke was going for, but unfortunately, I just found this film such a drag, and I just found it incredibly dull. And I just didn't find the characters or the story just interesting at all. But here's the thing, though, there are some great moments in it, like, particularly towards the end, which is without a doubt, like, the most memorable and best scene in the whole film. But unfortunately, the lead up to that was just, like I said, just didn't work for me. I just didn't find the characters interesting. I didn't find the story compelling at all. And I'm just basically hanging around a bunch of characters who I just didn't give a toss about, pretty much. And even though it has a great lineup of actors like Jean-Louis Trintignant, Isabelle Huppert, Mafalda Kassovitz, and many others, and they all do the best with what they can, but unfortunately, the script is like just doesn't work. And the thing is, the film starts off in a very disturbing way, which definitely kind of really got on, which really got a lot of the audience that saw it. But the thing is, though, like, there's no follow-up to that. And I mean, and you'll understand why when you watch the film. Like, I guess there are hints of things that happen after this opening that kind of play back into what happened at the beginning. But I don't, it just didn't do it in a way that felt satisfying to me. And if anything, it just felt like it felt just poorly handled and just unexplored. And in the end, I just found the film just a bit of a drag, really. Like I said, I mean, the cast do well with what they've given, and there are some good moments in it. Like I said, the ending itself is incredibly memorable, and it's a great way to end the film on. But just the lead up to that scene, just, yeah, just it, I just didn't like it at all, until up to the ending. And even then, it was just too little, too late. And yeah, I was completely disappointed by Happy End. Like, I know a few people at MIFF afterwards, I know, really like the film, and you know, maybe, and if you do, that's great, but I don't know, it just didn't work for me, and I don't know, maybe I just didn't get it, but I don't know, all I can say is that I just found this an incredibly big disappointment for me, and in comparison to like his previous work, at least of the films that I've seen, this one is definitely a misstep for Mikhail Haneke, at least for me anyway. So if I had to give Happy End a rating, I give it 2 out of 5. I just didn't like this one at all, sadly. So yeah, that's the end of this 16th edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon for my 17th edition, in which will be a Terrence Malick double, as I'll be reviewing both his IMAX documentary, The Voyage of Time, and his music-based drama, Song to Song. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys all then. See you guys. Bye.